Good to see you.
What daf are we on? I'm sorry.
We're on the Yud base on the base, right at the bottom of the Omud. So, as mentioned, this sugya is rather complicated. We're going to try and learn it, but Be'ezus Hashem, not get too lost with the various cheshbonos and whatever we can get, we will get. So, let's make a brief introduction. We have seen so far that Chazal, the Beis Din, at various occasions and for various reasons, will decide to make an Ibur Shana. We're not talking about Ibur Chodesh for the moment, we're talking about Ibur Shana, which is adding an extra month. On what basis will they do so? So we spoke about having Yom Tov in the right time. We spoke about having the Tavua ready for Bikurim in time for Shavuos and other reasons. We said actually you need two reasons to do it, etc., etc., etc. We're not going to get involved in all of that. There is one final reason which we have not discussed at all, and as mentioned, it's rather complicated, the calculations, so we're just going to learn it as best we can. And that is, there is something called the Tkufa. I'm not sure how Art Scroll translates Tkufa. I wouldn't be surprised if they translated as something like equinox, which is a rather complicated word. I think we're just going to call it a tekufa. And basically, the significance of a tekufa is as follows. A tekufa is a period of a quarter of a year. Okay? A quarter of a year. The year, besides for being split up into 12 months, is also split up into four. We might call them four seasons, but we're just going to call them four tekufas. Four tekufas. Tishri and Teves and Tammuz, etc., etc. Each of these four tkufos are equal in length to the other. So if you take a typical year and you divide it into four, you will get to a cheshbon of each tkufa being approximately 91 days. Remember, when we talk about the calendar, we're talking about the solar year for the moment. A solar year has 365 days. Divide that into four, you will get 91 and a quarter. That is the exact cheshbon, 91 and a quarter. When the new tekufa arrives, it changes name. We're now in the tekufa of Nisan, or the tekufa of Tishri, or the tekufa of Kislev, etc., etc. What is the significance of these tekufas? So, as we're going to see later on, the Torah, when talking about the Zman of Yom Tov, sometimes describes it as such in terms of the Tkufa. Which means, therefore, that we have to make sure, we have to make sure, therefore, that the Yom Tov is aligned with the Tkufa. So, we cannot have, for example, Pesach in the Tkufa preceding Nisan. It's got to be in the Tkufa of Nisan. Why? Because the Torah clearly spells out, we'll see the Gemara in fact quotes it, that it's got to be in the right tekufa. In order to make sure that the tekufas are aligned with the Yomim Tovim, on occasion there will be necessity to add an extra month in the year, because otherwise, after a while, it will become misaligned. That is basically the cheshbon. So we're going to begin the Gemara on the Yud base on the base, as mentioned. We'll learn it maybe a little bit quickly, and we'll just try and get as much as we can. As one more line of introduction. And I think in light of this, we'll understand the next Gemara very easily. Pesach has to be in the Tekufa of Nisan. The Tekufa of Nisan will kick in on a certain day. Doesn't have to be, by the way, on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. It could be on the 5th of Nisan or the 12th of Nisan or the 22nd of Nisan, wherever it kicks in. And it's now called the Tekufa of Nisan. So the big question is, how much of Pesach has to be in the Tekufa of Nisan? Does the whole Yom Tov have to be in the Tekufa of Nisan, or part of the Yom Tov. The Torah clearly requires Pesach to be in the Tekufa of Nisan, but it's not clear whether that means the entire Pesach or part of Pesach. With the obvious difference being, if the Tekufa of Nisan kicks in the middle of the Yom Tov of Pesach, is that problematic or not problematic? Well, if you hold that the entire Yom Tov of Nisan has to be in the Tekufa of Nisan, well, then it's no good having the Tekufa of Nisan only landing, falling out in the middle of Yom Tov. Whereas if you hold that only part of the Yom Tov of Pesach needs to be in the Tekufa of Nisan, then if the Tekufa of Nisan hits in the middle of Yom Tov, middle of Chol HaMoed, that'll be absolutely fine. So now, look at the Gemara, Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis. Omar Rav Yudah Mashmul, it's two lines from the bottom of the Amud. Omar Rav Yudah Mashmul, Ein Ma'abrin Es HaShono. They would not be Ma'abr the Shono, Elo Im Kain, unless Hoysa Tekufa Chaseira Ruba Shol Chodesh. Only if you're going to miss out, you're going to be lacking most of the month. We'll explain this in a moment.
And here, Art Scroll translates Tekufa as season.
Season. Okay, so we'll call it the four seasons, as in the classical music piece, Vivaldi. So, we will not be Ma'abad Hashana in order to align at the season, unless failure to do so will mean that the Tekufa will arrive with most of the month gone already. What does that mean, most of the month? The Kama on the bottom line, Ruba Shal Chodesh, Shisha Osar Yoim, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. 16 days. If 16 days have gone, and on day 17, the new Tekufa will arrive, well, that's not good enough. And under those circumstances, we'll have to add an extra month in order to make sure that the Tekufa arrives in time. All of this will be explained. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, turning over now to the top of Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. However, Rabbi Yosi Omer, Echod Ve'esrim Yoim. 21 days, not 16, 21 days. All of this we're about to explain. If you're not following till now, you will now. V'shneihem mikra echod darshu. And they both derive their opinions from the same pasuk. So there is a pasuk in the Torah, and the discussion is how to understand it. What does it say in the Torah? It says, Chag ha'osif. What is the Chag ha'osif?
Spring. Pesach.
Chag ha'osif is in Sukkot, actually.
Oh.
Chag, well, you're collecting all the Zman ha'osif, Chag ha'osif. You're collecting in all the Tevuah after the long summer. That will be on Sukkot. And the Torah says it's got to be Chag ha'osif Tekufas HaShana. It's got to be in the right season. It's got to be in the season that we call Tishri. Now, we said before that each season is approximately 91 days, which is about 3 months. So Tishri, Cheshvan, Kislev. Then you'd have Teves, Shvat, Adar. Then you'd have Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, and then you'd have Tammuz of Elul. So which means the four seasons are Tishri, Teves, Nisan, and Tammuz. We are obviously clearly now in Tekufa of Nisan, the Nisan season. The Torah clearly writes that Sukkot, Chag HaOsif, has to land out, has to fall out in the Tekufa of Tishri. As mentioned before, the Tekufa of Tishri does not necessarily begin on Rosh Chodesh Tishri. Rather, it's 91 days after the beginning of the previous season, which obviously needs to fall out somewhere in Tishri. And here comes the big question. if it falls out in the middle of Yom Tov, the Torah says that Chag HaOsif Sukkos has to be in the Tishri season. So what happens if in the middle of Chol HaMoed, that is when the season, Tishri season, now hits? Is that too late? Part of Yom Tov, the remaining part of Yom Tov, will now be in the Tishri season. Is that okay or is it not okay? What does the Torah mean when it says Sukkos has to be in the Tishri season? The whole of Sukkos, part of Sukkos. So that's what the Gemara means when it says they are both deriving their opinion from the same pasuk. Have a look. Top line. V'shnehem mikra echod darshu. Both of them are deriving their opinion from the same pasuk. It says in the Torah, Chag HaOsif Tkufas Hashana, quote unquote. Mar Sovar, one opinion holds, Kulei Chag Bo'inan B'Tkufa Chadasha. One opinion holds that the entire Yom Tov has to be in the new Tkufa. Which means, therefore, if 16 days were going to go past, such that on day 17 the new Tkufa will arrive, when does Sukkos begin? Sukkos begins on the 15th of Tishri. He requires the whole of Yom Tov to be in the Tkufa of Tishri. Now, there is a very lengthy Rashi over here. We're not going to learn the whole Rashi. But Rashi explains that when it says you need the whole Yom Tov in the Tkufa of Tishri, that means from Chol HaMoed and onwards. Why? Because the Torah describes Sukkos as the Chag HaOsif, the time of gathering in produce. You cannot gather in produce on Yom Tov. It's an Issa D'Iraisa to gather in produce on Yom Tov. So when's the earliest time you can gather in produce? On Chol HaMoed. So now let's work out the dates and everything will become clear. Sukkos lands out on the 15th of Tishri. Here in Eretz Yisrael, there's one day Yom Tov, which means the next day on the 16th of Tishri is Chol HaMoed. The 16th of Tishri is Chol HaMoed. You're allowed to gather in produce. From that day onwards, you've got to make sure that you're in the Tkufa of Tishri. So therefore, that's the first opinion. If the Tkufa of Tishri will only land after 16 days have elapsed, so therefore, when will the Tkufa land out? On the 17th of Tishri. Sorry, too late. Because the first opinion holds that you've got to have the entire Yom Tov, meaning from the beginning of Chol HaMoed, within the Tkufa of Tishri. So if you make your calculations, if the Beis Din will make a calculation, and they will calculate that the new Tkufa is only going to land on the 17th of Tishri, meaning 16 days gone past, then I'm sorry, you've missed the boat. And we're going to have to now meddle with the year, which we call Bing Ma'aber Es Hashon. However, says the Gemara, Umar Sovar, the other opinion, which is Rabbi Yossi, holds that no, Miktas Chag Bo'inon B'Tkufa Chadasha. You don't need the whole Yom Tov. You just need to be able to gather in produce in the Tkufa of Tishri. So in theory, if the last day of Chol HaMoed, which is, by the way, Hoshana Rabbah, if the last day of Chol HaMoed is in fact in the Tkufa of Chag HaTishri, then you're okay. All the Torah requires is you've got to be able to gather in produce in the Tishri season. First opinion says the entire Chol HaMoed. Second opinion says any part of Chol HaMoed. Okay, so work out the dates once again. If the first day of Sukkos is the 15th of Tishri, then a week later on Shmini Atzeres, that's the 22nd day of Tishri, The day before that is the 21st day. Hoshana Rabbah is day 21, Chof Aleph Tishri. If the Tkufa of Tishri falls out on that day, you're good. Why are you good? Because on that last day of Chol HaMoed, you'll be able to gather in your produce. It's still Chol HaMoed, and the Tkufa of Tishri has begun. But if 21 days have gone, and the Tkufa of Tishri has not yet landed, so when will it land? Only on day 22. Well, I'm sorry, day 22 is Shmini Atzeres. You can't gather in produce then. And if that's the case, you have not fulfilled the Torah requirement of being able to gather in produce in the Tkufa of Tishri. So that's where we get the two opinions. Is it 16 days elapsing or is it 21 days? Either you've got to have all of Chol HaMoed in the Tkufa of Tishri or part of the Tkufa. Says the Gemara.
What seems to be happening here is that even though the Jewish calendar is based on the lunar year, we still have to be tied to the solar year.
With regard to seasons, 100%. Says the Gemara, my Kosovri, what do these two opinions hold? I Kosovri Yoim Tkufa Goimer. On the last day of the Tkufa, what happens to that day? On the last day of the Tkufa, is that automatically the first day of the next Tkufa? Or is the first day of the next Tkufa only the day afterwards? Says the Gemara, let's make the Cheshbonis. I Kosovri Yoim Tkufa Goimer. If you hold that the last day of the Tkufa is the Gemar, it's the end of the previous Tkufa, but the new Tkufa does not.
Can't hear you.
As Hamlet said, the rest is silence.
So if the last day of the Tkufa is not yet the beginning of the new Tkufa, says the Gemara, I Kosovri Yoim Tkufa Goimer, then Belav Hochinami. Then anyway, Loi Laman Da'omar Kulei Chag Ika, Loi Laman Da'omar Miktsas Chag Ika. If you work out the numbers, then when the Tkufa hits in and you finally reach the end of the Tkufa, if the new Tkufa is only considered to fall out the next day, then why do we say that if 21 days have passed until the new Tkufa arrives, then you're not going to have the whole Chag, even if it's less than that, even if 20 days have arrived? And the next day will be the Yom Tkufa, which is 21. Then you've also not got the whole of Yom Tov, or you've not got part of Yom Tov. Says the Gemara, Ela Kosovri Yom Tkufa Maschil. It must be that we hold that when the new Tkufa arrives, immediately that's considered the first day of the new Tkufa. Not that the Tkufa ends and then the new Tkufa is the next day. No. When the Tkufa ends, that very day is the first day of the new Tkufa. Therefore, if you make the Cheshbonos, either 21 days or 16 days will elapse, and you will not have the entire Yom Tov or part of Yom Tov.
Are we applying the concept of Mitzvah Sayon Kekulo here?
Yeah, so it's dependent on that. Very good. I didn't want to get involved in all of that, but as I mentioned, I want to keep on moving, but yeah, you're 100% right.
Okay.
Says the Gemara, Meisvei, Yoim Tkufa Goymer. We have a Braisa that says, in the name of Rabbi Yehuda, the Yoim Tkufa is Goymer. The Yoim of the Tkufa, that is the end of the previous season, and the next season will only begin the next day. That is a quote from Rabbi Yehuda, which is problematic because we just said the exact opposite a second ago. We just said a second ago that the Yom Tkufa actually heralds and ushers in the new Tkufa. Not that it's the last day of the last Tkufa, but one moment. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Yom Tkufa Maschil. So we have a machloikas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi about the Yom Tkufa. When the new season arrives, does it now begin the next day or that day? You just told me a minute ago that everybody holds that Maschil, it immediately begins. But it turns out that no, actually there's a machloikas. V'oid Tanya, furthermore, we have another problem because we have a braisa. What does it say? Ein ma'abrin es hashono. You will not be ma'abed the new year. Elo im kein hoisot tkufa chaseira ruboi shel chodesh. As we said before, v'kama ruboi shel chodesh. Tisha osar yoim. 16 days. That's what we said before. But Rabbi Yehuda ima shtei yodois v'chodesh. Two portions of the month. What's two portions? V'kama shtei yodois v'chodesh. Chof yoim. This is a new number now. Until now, I've had 16 or 21. There is an opinion that says 20. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Mechashvin, Shisha Osor Lifnei HaPesach, Ma'abrin, Shisha Osor Lifnei HaChag, Ein Ma'abrin. Maybe we'll come back to that. Rabbi Shimon Omer has a fourth opinion, Af Shisha Osor Lifnei HaChag, Ma'abrin. Acherim Omer, now a fifth opinion, Mi'utoi, the Kama Miyutai, Arbaos, or Yoim. So we have a number of opinions, 14 or 20 or 16 or 21. But either way, we have a contradiction in Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, because Rabbi Yehuda, as quoted in the beginning, definitely said 16. And over here, Rabbi Yehuda said something else completely. Rabbi Yehuda says, Shtei Yodai. Shtei Yodai means two portions out of a month, which is 20. So the Gemara says, Kasha, you're right. This is a difficulty which cannot be resolved. Omar, let's now re-quote what we just said a moment ago. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Shtei Yodois B'Chodesh. Rabbi Yehuda says, if two-thirds of the month elapse, then too much has gone past. How much is that? As we said before, Esrim Yom. Rabbi Yossi Omer, no. Mechashvin shishar oso yoim lifnei Pesach ma'abrin. One second. Rabbi Yossi says, as opposed to Rabbi Yehuda says it's all about shtei yodos, if two-thirds of the month elapse. And Rabbi Yossi says, machash, we have to make a calculation, if shishar oso yoim lefnei Pesach. Rashi talks about the tkufa that precedes Pesach, which is the tkufa of Teves. If you make a calculation, Kufa of Teves is missing 16 days. Okay, there's an extremely complicated cheshbon in Rashi. The bottom line is, it comes out, as the Gemara says, Hainu Rabbi Yehuda. It would seem to be, even though they're expressing it differently, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda are saying the same thing. Is there a machloikas? Well, there's no machloikas. So the Gemara says, Yom Tkufa Goymer, for Yom Tkufa Maschil, Ikabinaihu. As we said before, there is always a machlokes about how to look at the Yom Tekufa itself. Is the Yom Tekufa the end of the Tekufa and the new one begins the following day, or the new one begins that day, and that will be the Machlekes. Okay, like I said before, we're just going to try and get as much as we can. I'd really like to move on. Omar Mar, Shisha Osar Lifnei HaChag Ein Ma'abrin. Elo L'Rabbi Yosi, Shisha Osar Lifnei HaChag Hudaloi. 16 days, if you're going to be misaligned, 16 days, you would not be Ma'abra the Shana. Or Shivsar, but if it would be 17, or the Tmanesar, if it would be 18, then it would be Ma'abrin. The Ha'omar Shisha Osar Lifnei Pesach. Ein Botzir Loi. Idi ve'idi ein ma'abrin ve'idi va'aidi de tona reisha shisha osa lifnei pesach tona nami shisha osa lifnei hachag. Okay, these cheshbonos are extremely complicated. Maybe we should have drawn out a chart for this. We'll just have a look at one more line. Yeah. Okay, let's hold it over here for today. Be'ez Hashem, maybe we'll try and clarify a little bit tomorrow. Like I said, I really want to do, I even considered missing out this sugya because it's so complicated. Either way, we're going to reach tomorrow the two dots on Daf Yud Gimel on the base, which will get us back to Smichas Zakenim, which is back to the Mishnah, and is really then back to normal sugyas, which hopefully will be more palatable. In the meantime, everyone should have a good day, Mitzvah Hashem, and a good Zman, as Hashem is Baruch.
Shakoach, Shakoach.
Shakoach.
A good day.